Hello, relatives. This is Dr. H. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite entitled, Does Prayer Have Power? For the week, April 17th, 2006. I've talked before about the effectiveness of prayer in promoting healing. There have been lots of studies on the efficacy of what's called intercessory prayer in patients with heart disease, people with heart attacks or coronary artery bypass surgery. These studies, however, never had large enough numbers to make their results statistically reliable. Now we have a new study, the largest ever done on the healing power of prayer in patients with coronary bypass surgery. The Mammoth study cost $2.4 million and enrolled 1,800 patients. Scientists from six major U.S. medical centers divided patients into three groups. Two groups were told that they may or may not receive prayers. Unbeknownst to them, one of those groups was prayed for, the other wasn't. The third group was patients who knew from the outset that they were being prayed for. The prayers were all non-denominational Christian, and it was only because the researchers could not find non-Christian groups that could work with the study's scheduling demands. The study's results appeared a couple of weeks ago in the April issue of the American Heart Journal, and the surprising result showed that of the three groups, the group with patients who knew they were being prayed for did the worst. 59% of the group that knew they were being prayed for had problems, the most common of which was heart flutter or atrial fibrillation. There was virtually no difference in complication rates in the first two groups at 52%. The researchers were quite surprised. They thought having somebody praying for them might help patients relax and bring about a state of well-being, since feeling at ease, knowing that there are people out there who are pulling for you, can reduce strain on the heart. Instead, those patients who knew they were being prayed for had the most problems. So what can one conclude from this? Well, the first is that prayer doesn't work. Or maybe Christian prayer doesn't work. Or prayer is actually harmful to patients recovering from coronary artery bypass surgery. Or patients who knew they were being prayed for may have been suffering from performance anxiety, which stressed them out. Or patients who knew they were being prayed for thought that they were chosen because they needed it the most and therefore expected the worst, which really stressed them out. Or maybe science and spirituality don't play by the same rules. Doing research on the efficacy of prayer is different from other kinds of scientific inquiry because you can't control all the variables, like who's doing the prayer, do they do it differently, and how are they feeling while they're doing the prayer, etc., etc. I think science should get out of the way and let patients engage in spiritual practices that comfort them. For myself, I don't for a moment doubt the healing power of prayer, whether it's by Christians, Jews, Wiccans, peyotists, drumming circles, or wellness communities. Prayer is good. It connects you to your own truth inside, and it connects you to people and things outside of yourself that remind you that you are not facing your struggles alone. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. Prayer is a song of the heart that provides lift to the wings of hope. So that's what I'm thinking this week. Let me know what you're thinking on the Healing Cafe discussion forum, and we'll talk about what it is we're thinking among ourselves, and I'll respond on Friday to your responses. For those of you interested, there is a sacred healing workshop taking place May 26th through 28th in Cuba, New Mexico, with my friend Rabbi Gershon Winkler, among others. We'll be spending 3 days talking about science and Aboriginal teachings and modern psychoneuroimmunology, and think about the nature of shamanism and healing. check the website for those of you who are interested. Have a great week.